Cam is still eyeing their first win of the season, as the boys basketball team has dropped their first two games to Coon Rapids, Bayard, and Woodbine. Head coach Ian Hunt knows that if the little mistakes are out of the picture, success will follow.
We just got to cut down little mistakes. Both teams we lost to are very good teams. Coon Rapids is a very good physical team. Woodbine has a lot of athletes. But we were in both of those games for a large majority of it. We just got to cut down the mistakes down the stretch, and I think we'll be in good spots.
The Cougars are led in scoring by Chase Johnny in two games of play, as he has averaged 15 points and 9 rebounds per game this season. The junior has also gone on to shoot 42.9% from the field through the first two games, which has been a huge factor for Cam. He has been a team leader, and if the team follows the leader, then the point total will only have to follow with it.
I think our team is just really selfless this year. We move the ball pretty well, and we believe in each other, and he's done a nice job of being ready when his number's called. He's been really big for us down the stretch of some of those games, and he's been a good leader for us.
Coach Hunt has seen a few other players other than Johnny who have already stepped up to start the season, particularly Chase Speaker, who has averaged around 7 points per game, and Colin and Ryan Bauer, who have a good combination early, as they've combined for 13.5 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. These are just a few players who Coach Hunt wants to see take the floor with control.
I think everybody has the potential. I think Chase Speaker is going to start shooting the ball well. He's gotten some good looks out there. They're going to start to fall. Ryan and Colin Bauer have done an outstanding job. The Paulson brothers have brought a lot of energy for us and do a lot of little things. They bring a lot of physicality and ball movement and consistency. And then I've been very pleased with our bench. A lot of young guys have come off the bench. And really, like Kobe Bentiger, Gunnar Hogeson, Rylan Oglesby, guys who didn't have a ton of varsity experience, and they've done a really nice job for us to start the season.
In terms of improvements, the Cougars averaged 27.5 rebounds per game and 12.5 turnovers per game. If they can improve in the rebounding game and not commit so many turnovers, then the Cougars will see more wins in the future.
I think we just, first off, we got to get more rebounds. We've got to cut down second chance points. That's been hurting us down the stretches of some of these games. And then I think we just got to cut down on turnovers and be more consistent with our decisions and our reads in the offense.
Cam is going to be taking on West Harrison tonight at home. Cam currently leads the series 10-8 overall, but has dropped the last two games of the Hawkeyes. West Harrison, who is 1-4 to start the season, is led in scoring by Mason McIntosh and Nolan Birdsall, with 15.5 and 12 points per game, respectfully. If the Cougars defend well in the paint, then they will be able to hold West Harrison on the low scoring end.
West Harrison's going to bring in some good athletes, the Birdsall kid and McIntosh. We got to be ready, and we got to box out because they're a big, strong, physical team, and we got to be ready to handle that pressure.
West Harrison travels to Anita tonight to take on the Cam Cougars at 7:30 p.m. KSLM 96.5 will be live with myself, Zach Collins, on the call, with the pregame show starting right after the girls' game around 7:15 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.